All right. Welcome, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March 31st. The time is 6:01 p.m., and we are convened as the Provo City School Board of Education. We are meeting at 280 West, 940 North in Provo, Utah. We'll begin with the roll call, and we'll start with Melanie.
Melanie Hall, board member.
Emily Harrison, board member.
Meg Van Wagenen, board member.
Wendy Dow, superintendent.
Jennifer Partridge, board president.
Gina Hales, board vice president.
Devin Daly, business administrator.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion to convene our public hearing?
I move that we convene a public hearing and business meeting regarding the program changes for CAS.
All right, motion made by board member Van Wagenen. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second by board member Hall. All in favor with aye.
Aye.
Okay. We are now convened, and we will now move on to our public hearing regarding our location change for our elementary gifted and talented program. And Wendy, could I have you explain kind of what we're doing
absolutely.
Here tonight?
So the proposal has been that we're revamping our gifted and talented program. It will be called the E3 program, and the proposal is to relocate that as part of a kind of a reboot to Westridge Elementary. It currently has two locations at Provo Peaks and Sunset View. We would allow the current cohorts to finish out at Provo Peaks and Sunset View. So this would begin with a single cohort of fourth graders at Westridge Elementary, and then as those fourth graders move to fifth grade, so on and so forth. So the Provo Peaks Sunset View would phase out, and then this would be a relocation to Westridge.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now we will have time for public input. So anyone who is here to give input, you can fill out this form and turn it into our assistant Bonnie over here, and then I will call you up to give input. So is there anyone here tonight who is here to give input? All right. Seeing none, then we will move on. And I will take a motion to adjourn our this portion and open a business meeting. Open a business meeting. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn this meeting and open a business meeting.
Sorry. Is that good enough, Bonnie? Okay. All right. Motion made by Vice President Hales. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by board member Van Wagenen. All in favor with aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Our public hearing is adjourned, and we are now in a business meeting. And we will now go ahead and take a vote. So, but before we do, am I good? We're good? Okay. Before we do, we will open it up for... Well, let's take a motion first, and then we will have discussion on the motion.
Do we have to do another roll call?
We don't, because we just did it all in one motion. So, right? Mike, are we good?
I think you should do roll call.
Let's do roll call just to make sure. Okay, great. Well, welcome everyone to our business meeting.
Sorry.
No, we're so happy that you could make it, Lisa. We appreciate you being here tonight. So, okay. In our business meeting, let's go ahead and start with a roll call. So, Melanie, we'll start with you.
Melanie Hall, board member.
Emily Harrison, board member.
Meg Van Wagenen, board member.
Wendy Dow, superintendent.
Jennifer Partridge, board member.
Gina Hales.
Board president, sorry.
Gina Hales, board vice president.
Lisa Boyce, board member.
Devin Daly, business administrator.
Okay. Thank you, and thank you all for helping me with the process here. So, all right. I will entertain a motion about relocating our gifted and talented program, and then if we get a second on that, then we can have discussion. Do I have a motion?
I move that we change the location of our gifted and talented program from Provo Peaks Elementary School to...
And Sunset View
and Elementary. And Sunset View Elementary School. Oh, sorry. For the 2026-2027 fourth grade cohort to Westridge Elementary School.
Okay. Thank you. Motion made by Board Member Boyce. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Harrison. Okay. Do we have any discussion on the motion, starting with Board Member Boyce?
I do.
Go ahead, Vice President.
I've talked to or communicated with some people who are very concerned about this. They're concerned about our learners who are not only accelerated, but accelerated enough that they have their own set of needs. And so I just wanted to, I guess, say for the record that I see that and I understand that. I have a child who's in that category. And I do believe that with these changes, including the location change, I believe we'll be able to meet the needs better of these students who really qualify for that, as well as not this school year, but the following school year. I am very hopeful that we will be able to start pushing into the schools to meet the needs of accelerated learners who may not need the specialized instruction or whatever the curriculum that they're going to have at the E3, at the new E3 CAS program. But I just wanted to make sure that it's out there to the public that this change is not about cutting services for our accelerated students and giving them to students who struggle or anything like that, because I've heard those sentiments as well. This is about, for me, I should speak for myself, for me this is about how can we get more services to these accelerated students and how can we do it in a way that they can stay in their neighborhood schools, where they can be with the friends that they've had through kindergarten through third grade, but still have their needs met. And I think as we do that, as we meet their needs, that the elementary schools, the neighborhood schools that they are in, will also thrive. Not that they're not already thriving, but I think it'll, just like the rising tide lifts all boats, I think it will be a good, I think it will be a good fit for everybody. It will take some time, and so I ask for patience from the public for as we get this new program started over at Westridge, and as we then the following year push out into the schools. It's a learning curve, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that this was not, in my mind, cutting services for our accelerated students. It is actually will eventually expand service to our accelerated students.
Thank you. Other comments? Discussion?
I'll just speak too quickly. With any change, right, we are changing the location of this program in an effort to revamp and to reboot and to make sure we are providing the services that we intend to with a gifted and talented program. But I do just for the public, it is, I know it's hard when these changes happen and moving it from locations where they've been, and there's all sorts of reasons why people can assume that's being made, right? But I have really, through our discussions and talking with district leadership, understand the importance of this reboot being effective in just a brand new location, and appreciate the conversations to kind of get to this point. But I do just want to recognize that it is a change, and it's always hard, so.
Okay. Thank you. I also wanted to speak a little bit about that. I appreciate, we've been discussing this in several board meetings over the last year, and I appreciate Wendy and her team of people, Judy, who have really worked on this, and we've been very thoughtful about how can we meet the needs of these students, as Gina talked about. And I'm excited for these students. I think this is going to be a great thing for them. We've talked about how, we're committed to providing transportation so that students who want to participate in this program will have access to get there, so that that's not a barrier. And I just want to thank all involved in making this decision and in supporting this change and the new supports that we're going to be giving to these students and their teachers and things. So thank you for that. And to our parents of incoming fourth graders, I encourage you when we have our community nights to come learn more about the program if it's something, I don't know. I think it'll be a great thing for those students. So any other discussion? All right, seeing none, we will go ahead and take a vote. So all in favor with the location change to Westridge Elementary School for the 26-27 school year, all in favor with aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, motion by Board Member Van Wagenen. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Hall. We are adjourned, and our next board meeting will be Tuesday, April 21st.